next to business. Philip Hampshire joining us now. Morning, Philip.
Good morning, Paul.
What's this about? Officials from the G20 group of major economies deciding to support an agreement to suspend debt payments owed by some of the world's poorest countries.
Yes, indeed. The plan here is basically, obviously, the world's economy is in trouble. There's a lot of people talking about a recession, a lot of people talking about depression, a lot of people talking about the Great Depression, a lot of people talking about the greatest depression. And maybe this could be one of the worst on record ever. So the plan is by the G20 aimed at helping vulnerable nations deal with the coronavirus pandemic. And they've basically said, we need to suspend debt payments on all the debt that these countries have. So we're joined now live on the line from Nairobi by Charlie Tryon, who is the Chief Executive Officer of an investment company called Maris. Charlie, thank you for joining me today. In your opinion, as the Chief Executive Officer of an investment company who deals with the economies of African nations every day, how important is debt forgiveness for these African countries right now?
Good morning, Philip. In truth, it's a vital part of the support package that the African countries need. But I don't believe that it is necessarily a perfect solution to the problem that we face across sub-Saharan Africa today.
So in your opinion, it's important, but it's not sufficient?
I would say it's important. Governments need some runway to manage their finances. And I think the G20 package, from what I've seen of it, is really just suspending debt repayments till the end of the year. And that is really buying a little bit of time. But this crisis is going to go deeper than the end of this year. And to me, there's also a lot of debt out there in the debt market, which isn't government or IMF-backed debt. There's a lot of private debt, about $115 billion of bond issues across sub-Saharan Africa, which also have to be sort of taken into account. So for me, forgiveness from the G20 to the end of the year buys African governments some time, but they still have other creditors out there to service.
If we would look at this situation from the ground level in a country like Ethiopia or Kenya or Uganda, it's very easy to say, well, economics is a closed system. If the G20 helps out the governments, this will eventually trickle down. But of course, we know in practice it doesn't always work that way. Is this actually a helpful thing to suggest for people at the sharp end of the COVID-19 crisis?
I think to be totally honest, I think the average Kenyan or Ethiopian is not going to notice this at all. The only impact they might see from this debt forgiveness will be in relation to their currency, which may see some additional strength, I think, if this debt forgiveness does come in, or suspension, I should say, comes in. But I think for your average Kenyan, the situation is very bleak. Two critical sectors in Kenya, the floriculture sector and the tourism sector, employ over 2 million Kenyans, who probably in turn support another 10 million Kenyans through sort of family members and extended community. A lot of these people have lost their jobs, and this debt forgiveness is going to do nothing to support those people. And what we really need to see in East Africa is a more direct intervention, I think, from the IMF and the G20, on the lines of what we've seen in places like the UK, where you've seen wage support.
Charlie, thank you very much for joining me. That's Charlie Tryon there, who's Chief Executive Officer of investment company Maris.
Thank you, Phil. Philip Hampshire, our business presenter this morning.
News Day on the BBC World Service, around 20 past the hour.